Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, a daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about taking care of yourself. And if you're going to talk and get into that topic, it's hard to do it without touching on what you're eating and essentially what you're putting in your mouth. I mean, there's so many studies around, you know, eating poorly to poor health. I mean, the correlation is so high. I was reading one recently that suggested if you're 40 or more pounds overweight, your risk of heart disease not only increases considerably, but you're cutting probably 3 years off your life. And at 100 pounds overweight, you're cutting 10 years off your life. So we have certain choices that we can make, and we have the discipline to decide what we're doing. And your choice is, what are you going to choose to eat? If you're going to choose to eat fast food, if you're going to choose to eat a lot of sugar, if you're going to choose to eat a lot of just unhealthy foods, it's going to be a problem. And you're going to have to pay the price long term, most likely. We all know those people that have gotten through life eating garbage and, you know, the people that have smoked and somehow survived. But those are the minority of people. You control what you eat. You decide how you want to do it. You decide how much you want to eat. And if you really need to get disciplined around it, you can do it. But the key is, it must become a way of life. You know, so many people try to lose weight through fad diets. They decide, I'll do it for 3 weeks, or I'll do it for 2 months. And then they go right back to what they were doing before, and they gain the weight back. The clear game here is this, is you have to pay attention to what's going in. You want to be smart about what you eat and make good decisions. That, with a little discipline and some exercise on top of it, it all works. Remember, everything in moderation. You know, if you love red meat and you want to have a steak, have a steak. Just don't eat it every day of the week. You know, if you love McDonald's and you want to eat a McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese, go get a quarter pounder with cheese. Just don't do it multiple times. Do it every once in a while. The key to life is moderation, and you have to take care of yourself and start by paying attention to what you put in your mouth. And also, while you're at it, take a look at the quantities as well. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, you can subscribe. You can do it on iTunes, or you can do it on Stitcher. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I simply ask you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And you do that by committing to joining me for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about stretching and some of the benefits of yoga and why it's something that would be great to incorporate into your life. But for today, I just want you to think about what you're eating, what you're putting in your mouth, and what you're doing to your body. If you're eating bad food, you're poisoning your body. Why do that to yourself? You're taking years off your life, and who wants to live that way? Again, it's all about quality of life. We're doing everything we can do to maximize the probability of a high quality of life over a long period of time. That's the game.